Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey there, gang. This is Bart Rathbun. And you know what? We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Yous will love it. So would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey. Howard J. Weasel.
It's not his fault he has no common sense.
That's Weasel.
Attractive nuisance. Actually, it's Weasel.
Don't be a dolt.
Harassment, emotional duress, defamation of character.
So!
Jason?
In the office, Jack.
I'm getting ready to close up. Why are you sitting in the dark?
I'm just admiring the new skylight we put in the roof.
Jason, it's smoked glass. You can't really see anything.
Not true. You can see the glow of the moon as its incandescent rays bathe the office with an eerie somnambulance.
Have you been talking to Eugene again?
No.
Reading poetry?
No. I just like the skylight, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Look, you keep saying I need to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. So, I'm enjoying.
While you enjoy, I'm going to lock up. Could you do me a favor and
take... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I thought I just heard something.
You did hear something?
Yeah. And it sounds like it's coming from up on the...
Jason, are you all right?
Yeah. You?
Oh, I'm fine. What happened?
The new skylight caved in.
Wait. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Where's the flashlight?
The top drawer of the desk.
Got it. It's Rodney Rathbone.
Look, he's got a bad cut on his head. Rodney. Rodney, are you all right? Can you hear me?
My arm. Oh.
That's why the skylight crashed in. He was walking around up there and stepped through it.
He's bleeding pretty badly. Bring me the first aid kit.
Right. Then I'll call an ambulance.
Oh, it hurts.
All right, hang on, Rodney. Help's on the way. Oh, you've really done it this time.
Hello.
Oh, hiya there, Whitaker. Jack?
Hello, Bart. Dr. Morton said it was all right if we came in to see how Rodney is.
He's got a broken arm and a slight concussion, but that's all.
That's all? Ain't that enough?
You should be grateful it wasn't worse.
Listen, Whitaker, I really want to thank you and Jack here for taking care of Rodney like he's did.
It's all right, Bart.
I would like to know why you were on the roof in the first place, though, Rodney.
Well, I thought I saw someone sneaking around up there.
Oh, somebody was. You. But that doesn't explain what you were doing.
Well, I wasn't doing nothing.
Really? And I guess you wouldn't know anything about the balloons, a roll of string, a large jug of water we found up there?
My arm. It hurts. Oh.
Drop the act, Rodney. The nurse just gave you a pain shot.
Oh, all right. I was setting up a water balloon trap. Would have been great, too.
Well, how'd you get up there?
The trellis. It goes right up to the roof. I've climbed it hundreds of times. I used to use it as an initiation for the Bones of Wrath.
It was a very foolish thing to do.
You wouldn't have even known about it if you hadn't put that skylight in. You don't warn people when you make changes like that. I could have killed myself.
Rodney, don't be a dolt.
But Pop!
Anyone dumb enough to do what yous did deserves what he gets. And don't call me Pop.
Well, we better let you get your rest.
Listen. Thank yous both for coming in and for not pressing charges and everything.
Rodney's been through enough. I'm sure he's learned his lesson. Right, Rodney?
Whatever.
I'll get some rest. We'll stop back in soon. If you need anything, Bart, let us know.
Yeah, thanks again there. Hey, if yous need any help fixing the skylight, give us a ring. I'll sell you the parts wholesale, plus 10%.
Excuse me.
Huh? Oh! Oh, boy, you scared me there. I didn't see you come in.
I was listening outside the door. Do I understand that your son fell through a skylight on the property of one of those two men?
Yeah.
A skylight he didn't know was there?
Yeah, I did. What's it to you?
Nothing. But it may be a great deal to you. A great deal of money, that is.
Yeah, well, I didn't... Money?
Money?
Money.
Just... How is this supposed to happen, Mr.
My card.
Howard J. Weasel.
That's Weasel.
Actually, it's Weasel. It's French.
Attorney at law.
Correct. And I may just be the best friend you've ever had. Give me back the card.
We don't need no lawyer. Whittaker said he wasn't pressing charges, so...
It's not his charges I'm concerned with. It's yours.
Mine?
Yes. It's my sincere belief that you have the grounds for a very lucrative lawsuit.
Is that good?
Let me put it this way. How would you like to own Whittaker's property?
Yeah, that is good. Oh, here, have a seat, Mr. Weasel.
Weasel.
Weasel, and thank you. I don't mind if I do. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I got a quote on replacing the skylight. They can do it tomorrow, but it'll cost extra.
One more thing for Rodney to work off. I sure hope he's learned his lesson this time.
Pardon me, but it isn't Rodney who'll learn a lesson. It's one of you two. Assuming one of you is Jason Whittaker.
I'm Jason Whittaker. Who are you?
My card.
Howard J. Weasel.
Weasel.
Weasel. It's French.
Attorney at law?
Correct. Give me back the card.
What did you mean, I'll learn a lesson?
I meant this.
Notice of legal action on behalf of Rodney Rathbone against Jason Whittaker and Wits End?
Legal action?
In other words, you're being sued.
Sued? By Rodney?
Correct.
For what?
Right there.
Willful negligence, emotional duress, and defamation of character?
You can't be serious.
I can, and I am.
You don't think you'll get away with this?
I do, and I will.
Now look, it was Rodney.
There's no need for further discussion. I suggest you have your lawyer look over these papers and contact me. My number is down at the bottom. Have a nice day.
This is unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. We can't let him get away with this, Jason.
Well, we won't. I'm going to take these papers right over to Fenimore Cooper, Dad's lawyer. He's the best in town.
Right. While you do that, I'm going to go talk to Bart. One way or another, we'll get to the bottom of this.
And 340 is your change. Bye, Mrs. Jackson, and do come again.
Bye, Mrs. Jackson. Bart, what's this lawsuit nonsense all about?
I think it's self-explanatory, Rill. Explanatory. I think it speaks for itself. Rodney is suing for damages.
Damages?
Sure. Medical expenses, therapy, and let's not forget the emotional distress a tragic mishap like this can cause.
Tragic mishap?
Yeah.
Bart, Rodney was at fault.
Oh?
You yourself said he got what he deserved for being on top of that roof.
Stop right there.
Weasel.
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 What are you doing down there behind the counter?
Protecting my client's interests. Don't say another word, Bart.
Client? Now you're one of his clients, Bart? What for?
Well, I...
Don't speak. Mr. Rathbone has suffered a great deal of stress as a direct result of the injuries his son sustained on Mr. Whittaker's property.
Stress?
Well, I...
No. Don't speak. Any statement made by Bart during the strain of those traumatic moments in the hospital will not hold up in court.
This is outrageous.
Wait till I get started. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Bart, don't listen to this man. He's only leading you to disaster. You take this to court and you lose.
Oh, yeah? Well, I...
No. Don't speak. We'll see who the loser is, Mr. Allen, in court. Until then, I advise you to steer clear of the Rathbones, or I'll get a restraining order sworn out against you. Come, Bart.
Look, I was just going to say...
No. Do not speak.
No, but
we will see who the loser is. Jason's talking with the best lawyer in town right now. He'll expose this for the scam and sham it is.
Rodney has a case, Jason.
What?
Pretty solid one, too, from what I can see.
But how? He was trespassing.
Not really. Wits End is open to the public.
Not the roof.
Do you have a sign saying that?
Well,
No.
Are there any obstacles that might have prevented him from climbing the roof?
No, but anybody...
There you go. And since the accident happened before closing hours...
Look, anyone with an ounce of common sense knows that they shouldn't climb on someone else's roof, especially in the dark.
The court isn't interested in common sense, only the law. And legal precedent is on Rodney's side.
What precedent?
Where have you been, Jason? These days, people win millions because they spill hot coffee on themselves. Rodney will be viewed as a victim. He's only a kid, after all. It's not his fault he has no common sense. And you just admitted there are no signs around Wits End stating he couldn't or even shouldn't climb upon the roof. So it constitutes an attractive nuisance. And that can be worth big bucks.
Attractive nuisance. So in other words, Rodney can sue me because I didn't prevent him from giving in to temptation?
In essence, yes.
Well, then what should I do?
Well, I have a suggestion, but you won't like it.
What, settle out of court?
It's the quickest way to put this thing behind you.
You're right. I don't like it.
I'm afraid it's the best legal advice I can give you right now, Jason. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Settle? Are you gonna do it?
Well, I'm considering it.
Jason, you can't.
Look, I don't want to. I want to believe the justice system still works in this country. But I've also got to be realistic and consider what's best for Wits End.
I'm flabbergasted by this whole thing. It just can't be possible that something this silly could be allowed to happen. Whatever happened to personal responsibility? Taking the consequences for one's actions?
Jack, remember who we're talking about.
Yes, Rodney and Bart. From what I gather, they've never taken responsibility for their actions.
And when you add a lawyer like Wiesel to the mix...
All they can see is profit.
Hey... Hey, maybe we could show them a different side of this.
How?
The room of consequence.
Yes. Yes, that has definite possibilities. But Wiesel warned us to stay away from Bart and Rodney. We'll never get them into the room.
Who said anything about Bart and Rodney?
If you wanted to settle, Whitaker, we could have done it over the phone.
We're not settling.
But you said you wanted to talk about the suit.
We do. We have information that is vitally important to the outcome of this case.
Well, it's highly irregular, but since I'm here, where is this information?
Right here. Welcome to the Room of Consequence.
You're joking.
Not at all.
Why is it so dark in there?
Well, the light will come on just as soon as we step inside. After you.
Oh, no. After you.
All right. See, no traps. Come on in.
What are you guys trying to pull?
Well, we're not trying to pull anything.
We just thought you might like to see a possible outcome of your case.
A possible... Whoa! What's going on?
This is Trent Mackey coming to you live from Odyssey Courthouse, where Rodney and Bart Rathbone have just won a stunning victory over Jason Whitaker and Wits End.
Won? But we haven't gone to trial yet.
I know. You're seeing a possible outcome.
One where you win. Watch.
And here come the Rathbones now. Rodney, many people feel that you don't deserve the huge settlement you've just won, that you're being rewarded for your irresponsibility.
Well, obviously the jury didn't see it that way, Trent.
Yeah, that's right. The justice system prevailed. Is this a great country or what?
Let's turn to the Rathbones' lawyer, Howard J. Wiesel. Mr. Wiesel, how do you respond to those who say that you shamelessly manipulated the jury, playing on their fears and greed to win what was essentially a frivolous lawsuit?
What do I do?
Answer him.
In the first place, I don't believe there is such a thing as a frivolous lawsuit. What happened here today is the American dream come true. Two little guys took on a big corporation and soaked it for all it's worth. To those who think me wrong, I say, don't knock it till you've tried it. Because someday when you get hurt, you'll be happy I'm in your corner. What happened?
Apparently, people are taking you at your own word.
They are?
Yes, this much-publicized case has started a wave of lawsuits around the city.
And because you got so much publicity from the Rathbone trial...
Everyone wants you to represent them.
Mr. Wiesel, I stepped off the curb the wrong way and twisted my ankle. I want to sue.
Wiesel, I told my paper boy 1,000 times the paper goes on the porch, not on the front yard. I want to sue. Okay, see, I broke into his house, and I got cut on a hand by some shattered glass. There was no warning that the glass would do that. I want to sue.
You've become the most popular lawyer in town.
I have?
Yes. Your phone is literally ringing off the wall with clients.
Wow.
And they all want one thing.
Sue!
This is fantastic.
You have more clients than you know what to do with.
So many, in fact, that you have to turn some down.
And that's when things start turning ugly.
Ugly?
Those clients you've turned down aren't happy about it.
Oh, no, not happy at all.
You said you'd be there for me.
Yeah, in my corner, fighting for my rights.
What about it, Wiesel?
I can't handle everyone. I'm only human. What do you expect?
If you don't take on my case, I'll sue you.
What?
Yeah, me too. We'll all sue you.
Now, wait a minute.
Sue Wiesel! Sue Wiesel!
Sue Wiesel!
Now, hold it. You can't sue me for not representing you. That's completely ridiculous. It's a frivolous lawsuit.
There are no frivolous lawsuits, remember?
It's the American dream come true.
The little guy's taking on a big corporation.
And soaking it for all it's worth.
For all it's worth? But wait, I'll be ruined. Hey, the name's Wiesel. You can't do this. You can't. Stop.
Mr. Wiesel. Are you all right?
Is it over?
Yes, it's over.
So, what are you telling me? That that's what'll happen if I pursue this case?
No, it's merely one possible, if a bit far-fetched, consequence of your actions.
All we want, Mr. Wiesel, is to get you to see how painful it can be to be on the receiving end of something like this.
Well, I certainly do see that now, and it's helped me make a decision.
You mean you'll talk to Rodney about dropping the lawsuit?
No, I mean I'm going to file a suit of my own against you people.
What?
Harassment, emotional duress, defamation of character. Why, when I get through with you, I'll own this place lock, stock, and barrel. Gentlemen, I'll see you in court.
This is Trent Mackey coming to you live from just outside the courtroom where the drama of the Whittaker trial has unfolded over the past few days. The jury is still deliberating, but we understand they are expected to hand down a verdict sometime today. And we will, of course, bring that to you as it happens. Before that, though, we want to play for you some of the highlights of the closing arguments by both sides. Attorney Howard J. Wiesel for the prosecution, and in an unusual move, Fenimore Cooper has agreed to let Jack Allen wrap up the defense's case. We'll begin with Mr. Wiesel. Go ahead and roll the tape, Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the facts are before you. We have clearly seen the defendant's blatant disregard for even basic safety. Youngsters are repeatedly and maliciously encouraged to examine, discover, explore, all admittedly wonderful sounding words. But are they so wonderful when stacked up against a child's well-being? Organizations like Wits End that deal with youngsters must be held to a higher standard. We can demand no less for our children. And when they fail to meet that standard, as has been clearly proven in this courtroom, they must be held accountable and be made to pay. Make them pay, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Make them pay! Duty demands it. Honor demands it. Justice demands it.
Our society places a great deal of importance on individual rights. It seems a day doesn't go by that someone isn't telling us they have the right to do something. And it's true. Rights are very important. But there's a flip side to them that is hardly ever discussed these days. It's called responsibility. As the old song says, you can't have one without the other. But these days, people are trying to. And the sad thing is, they're succeeding. They've created a whole new class for themselves called victims. It's not my fault, they say. Don't blame me. I'm a victim. It was the way I was raised. It was the neighborhood I grew up in. I'm not responsible. And so we excuse and even reward all sorts of bad behavior. And little by little, our society decays and crumbles. Don't let that happen. You can stop it. You, me, we, the people. We make the laws. We can stop the decay. We just have to have the courage to do it.
As you heard, very heartfelt arguments on both sides. The outcome of this case is really up in the air. And wait, wait, something's happening. Yes, this is it. The jury is coming back in. We take you now to our live court cam inside the courtroom for the verdict.
All rise. This court is now in session. The Honorable Bailey F. Lee presiding.
Be seated. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. In the case of Rodney Rathbone versus Jason Whitaker and Wits End, we find the defendants guilty.
Yeah, yeah, we won!
Beautiful! How sweet it is!
Order! Order! Order in the court! This jury is hereby ordered to retire and deliberate on the damages to be awarded to Mr. Rathbone.
Beg pardon, Your Honor, but we've already done that. It's right here on this paper.
I see. Bailiff?
That's why we took so long. We wanted to make sure we all agreed.
Thank you. Yes, I think this is fair and adequate compensation. Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, Your Honor.
You are hereby ordered to pay Rodney Rathbone the complete and total amount of $1.
What?
$1?
Thank you, Your Honor. I think I can handle that.
Hey, wait a minute. $1? That's it? $1?
This is outrageous. Real appeal.
You have every right to do so, Mr. Wiesel. But I should warn you that the appeals courts in this district are far less friendly toward frivolous lawsuits than am I.
Less friendly?
Oh, yes. They've even been known to bring attorneys who pursue such cases up on charges before the bar. So you pursue any further action in this matter at your own risk. This court is adjourned.
Gentlemen, congratulations on your win. And it's been nice knowing you.
Been nice knowing you? Aren't you going to appeal?
And be brought up before the bar. You must be joking.
Congratulations, Rodney.
Yes, here's your $1.
I'll take that.
Hey!
Consider it a down payment on my bill. Good day.
Hey, you can't leave. You got to appeal.
Give me back my buck. We'll sue.
Well, even though we lost, it looks like justice was served after all.
Yes, but you realize we're never going to be able to operate Wits End the same way again. We'll have to be extra, extra careful from now on.
Yeah, starting with a sign that says, keep off the roof.
We lost more than a court case today. We lost some of our innocence, and that's the real victim.
You know, blaming others for our bad behavior is as old as mankind itself. In fact, it started with the very first man, Adam. In Genesis chapter 3, when God asked Adam if he had eaten the forbidden fruit, Adam replied, "Well, you gave this woman to me, and she gave me the fruit from the tree, so I ate it." Just like Rodney, Adam tried to blame someone else for something he did wrong. But God knew better then, and he knows better now. That's why when you do something wrong, it's always best to own up to it, take responsibility for your actions, and face the consequences bravely. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Victim of Circumstance was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Mark Brewery, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.